to my research gurus, chances are you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Hungry Man, whose burger apparently tastes better at high speeds, and Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Like the Sonata and Santa Fe, both with available blind spot collision warning. And both from the brand ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, according to Brand Keys. So next time you're behind the wheel, hopefully it's in a Hyundai. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now lease the Hyundai Tucson for just $189 a month for 36 months with $33.89 due at lease signing. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Based on 2010 through 2019 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/9/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about: benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com. Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coastie, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com. Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coastie, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, there's been a lot of talk over the last couple of months about how last year ended for you guys. What's the proper way to harness that, in your opinion?
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of internal discussion over the offseason and really handled that as a group, I think. And it's brought about a different mindset for sure, you know, different determination, different motivation for this season. And I can tell you, just as a group, we've never felt closer to start a year. And everyone just locked in on that one goal, you know, where we want to end this year and obviously being world champions again. So, yeah, it took a little while to work through, but right now it's a whole new season, like you said, day one, and that's all in the past, so it's what we do here going forward.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago sports station.
ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, Monday! Hey, Monday! We get better, better! We get better, better! We get beat, beat! We get beat, beat! We'll beat, beat! We'll beat!
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mike Florio joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. We always love talking to Michael. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, we are. We're real excited. There's a lot going on. Roger Goodell actually thinking about ending some preseason games. I got to tell you, I don't know if anyone cares, but I'm all on board, Mike. Having covered a ton of preseason games over the years, there is really not much to it, and it would be a wonderful thing if they could figure out a way to get another game or two that matters on the schedule at the cost of these wasted efforts.
Yeah, even though he never makes the link between a reduced preseason and an expanded regular season, it is not a coincidence that last week a report emerged that 18 games for the regular season is on the table in the very early CBA talks. And yesterday, Roger Goodell talked about how four preseason games aren't necessary. He was all over that 8-9 years ago when there was a sense of momentum toward expanding the regular season. But then the NFL was forced to confront player health and safety issues, and they couldn't reconcile more regular season games with concerns for player health and safety. And I really do think they're now at the point where they are preparing to make the argument, based upon the changes they made to the game, based upon the advances in player health and safety, they can play 18 regular season games now. And you know what? If you go back and look at games on YouTube from the 70s and the 80s, it probably is dramatically safer now than it used to be. And if they played 16 games back in those days, they probably could play 18 now.
Mike, we reported last night that Kevin Warren, the COO for the Minnesota Vikings, will be introduced today as the next Big Ten commissioner around 11 o'clock out in Rosemont. And he has a great reputation. He's been with the Vikings for 14 years. He also worked in the Lions organization. What do you know of him, and what? How surprised were you at the news?
I was surprised. I just felt like Kevin Warren wasn't going anywhere, that he'd been with the Vikings for so long. He'd settled in. Now this has to be a step up, and it's a great opportunity for him. First African-American commissioner of a Power Five conference. There's something historic about that. But he, great man, great guy. He was involved working for a private law firm with the transaction that resulted in the Wolf family buying the Vikings, and they were so impressed with what he did. And also, because they live in New Jersey, they needed someone there. He's essentially the surrogate owner because the Wilfs aren't in Minnesota. He's the guy who's there to make sure everything runs smoothly, that there's that presence every day of someone. It's always better to have an owner there every day, someone from the family that holds the title to the team who shows up every day. I think there's a strong message that's sent. But the next best thing is having someone like Kevin Warren who provides that presence every day, that sense that, yeah, you know what, the people who sign the checks are paying attention to what's going on.
They also say that's a great way of starting your life, having a resume that includes law school and working as an agent briefly before going on to bigger and better things.
Well, I mean, let me tell you, he did that, he bounced through a lot of things, and it's all worked out very well for him, and I think the Vikings are going to miss him, and I don't know. It's not going to be an easy replacement, that's for sure.
So, Mike, I love the item that you had yesterday about Jordan Howard talking about the Eagles letting him do more than the Bears did. What did you make of that, and is that just a guy essentially trying to make the best of his new environment?
Well, I mean, it's one thing that if Jordan Howard is doing more, like, he's not just running between the tackles, and he's getting to try to run around the edge, and he's getting some passes, but my question is, how much are they actually going to use him? I mean, they'll use him in very diverse ways. That's what they do with their running back. But they've got, a house that all of a sudden is fairly crowded. And there's going to be a lot of guys competing for touches. And will the Eagles want to have one guy, or you want to have two or three guys? Look, what's going on with Todd Gurley right now in L.A. is further proof that there is every reason to have two or three tailbacks. If you put all your eggs in one basket and that guy becomes a star and the fans love him and everybody has him on their fantasy team and the jerseys show up everywhere and you got to keep this guy, you got to pay this guy, and then you pay him and then all of a sudden he's not the guy he used to be because there's only so many years that a guy can play at that high level unless it's Adrian Peterson or Emmitt Smith, that now we see what the Rams are going through and I think the Eagles are going to try to get away from that. And Jordan Howard in a contract year, he's going to want to be on the field as much as possible and make the biggest impact he can so he can go get paid. But I think it was very ominous that the best offer that the Eagles or that the Bears got for Howard came from the Eagles. It wasn't really all that much. And I think he's going to have to go out and really show that he's got something special in order to get the kind of contract he's hoping to parlay this season into.
Mike, I love the idea that the Bills are looking to Jim Kelly with Josh Allen. They're looking at some K-gun plays to run. I don't know why that appeals to me. Maybe because the Bears opened the season, the Matt Nagy era, and the T formation. There was nothing wrong with tapping into your past. And some of those concepts actually would work very well in modern NFL football.
I like the idea of going back 30 years and looking at things you did and wondering whether or not those concepts fit your current personnel. My concern, and this is something that someone explained to me years ago, and the Browns and the Bills have been the two biggest offenders when it comes to this. You have to be very careful how much influence you want to give to former players, because the moment those former players get pissed off at you and they decide they're going to use that credibility and legitimacy that the proximity of the organization has given them, then you have a problem. Then you get Eric Dickerson trying to get Jeff Fisher fired like he successfully did a few years ago in L.A. And I always worry, not that I'm suspecting that Jim Kelly's going to abuse it, but I just think that there's a sweet spot where you want to keep your former players close. You want them to feel like they're part of the family. But, man, I don't like giving them a seat at the table. And then there's any time I see something like that, I just think, oh, man, this can go a very good way. It can go a very bad way. Nothing wrong with dusting off the cake on offense, but you don't need to give Jim Kelly a seat at the table to do that.
Mike, reports out of Los Angeles say Blake Bortles has never been coached the way that Sean McVay has coached him in the short time that he has spent with the Rams during OTAs. Does he have a future as a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Well, I don't know. Look, we've seen so many guys taken in the first round in recent years, and plenty of them work out, but some of them don't. Where's Marcus Mariota going to be in a few years? Where's Jameis Winston going to be? Is Blake Bortles going to get another chance? There aren't enough bad quarterbacks to go around in the NFL, so there's going to be jobs for these guys. But you know what? The thing about that struck me as more ominous than anything else, and Rams fans get triggered every time I bring this up, I'm not sure Jared Goff is the long-term answer. And how much of what we've seen from Goff is coaching and how much of it is intrinsic to Goff? And when Goff and his agents say, we want $35 million a year, one of these quarterbacks is going to be the one who makes that moonshot demand, and the team says, nah, we'll just go find somebody else. And if you're making Blake Bortles into a real NFL quarterback, then there is something special about your coaching. So I just, part of it is I want my take to be validated by the events that happen, so I'm looking for any evidence I can to support it. But that was my thought when I heard Bortles talking about his coaching, because I think that Sean McVay can take pretty much any lump of clay you give him and turn it into a quarterback, and it makes me wonder who the long-term quarterback is going to be in L.A. Not that it would be Bortles. Not that it would be Bortles, but I'm not sure it would be Goff either.
What do you make of the Lions? Damon Harrison now joining Darius Slay as a couple of guys that are unhappy with their contract and sitting out mini camp. Coaches hate that, and I just don't know how that's going to play out eventually.
Well, you know, Chris Sims and I talked about this today on PFT Live. He thinks it's coincidental. It's two guys who want contracts, but not getting their contracts yet, and they're doing what they can to make their displeasure known. It's $88,000. If you missed the three-day mini camp, Damon Harrison already has given up $250,000 by skipping the off-season voluntary workouts. But when I see, and two is not enough, right? If there's three or four, then you really start paying attention. All I know is this. The Lions have done things a certain way for the last 60 years, and for the most part, it hasn't worked. Anytime you have a celebration to commemorate the last time you won a playoff game, hey, 25 years since our last playoff, it's like, hey, folks, you really shouldn't be bragging about that. Like, this has been a bad, bad team for a long time, and they are trying desperately to change the culture. And I just can't help but wonder whether at some level the new demands that are being placed upon these guys is a factor in Slay and Harrison staying away. That you get used to, you know, hey, if you work at a place where the boss is lackadaisical and you come and go as you please and nobody really cares and you just do what you do, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in and says, we're doing things a different way. There may be some resistance to that, and I think that's part of what Matt Patricia is dealing with. And I just can't help but wonder whether at some level Slay and Harrison are influenced by this culture change that Patricia's trying to bring to Detroit.
It's a great point. Mike, thank you. Always a joy.
Thanks, Mike. Good stuff.
All right, see you guys.
That of course, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, NBC Sports. I love talking to him. He's always got a good take on it.
All year round.
I really think he's right. I think this is more about, I don't think it's coincidental. I think this is a reaction to the head coach. And I think this is emblematic of a lack of respect for what he's
just as Matt Nagy's created the culture at Hallis Hall. I think Matt Patricia's created one with the Lions.
Yeah. Do me a favor, just kind of sit up and just have a little respect for the process.
Yeah, isn't that it's not taking hold?
Let's take a moment. We'll bring in Dan and Connor. We'll talk to them.
Connor's back.
I believe Connor is back. I thought I saw him in the hallway. No, he's always a joy to talk to. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels. Nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done. With licensed local pros, backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of five amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
According to my research gurus, chances are you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Hungry Man, whose burger apparently tastes better at high speeds, and Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Like the Sonata and Santa Fe, both with available blind spot collision warning. And both from the brand ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, according to Brand Keys. So next time you're behind the wheel, hopefully it's in a Hyundai. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now lease the Hyundai Tucson for just $189 a month for 36 months with $33.89 due at lease signing. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Based on 2010 through 2019 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/9/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
The following message is a paid ad of the Chicago Bar Association, not intended as legal advice.
Immigration enforcement is disrupting the lives of U.S. families. In this political climate, it is essential that non-citizens know their rights. I'm Lindsay Wunro, chair of the Chicago Bar Association's Immigration Law Committee. Non-citizens have the right to remain